So I explained it yesterday, systemic poverty and how that happens. You know, that it happens in Taiwan, and I've seen it. And now I understand what people are talking about. So black people aren't making excuses. It's real. I get it. There's so much here to deal with. But see, here's what happens. We've got a police violence issue. Let me give you a perspective on police. We've got a police violence issue, and we've also got this systemic poverty thing. And mainly the system we've got remaining today is just our expectations of the evil things we've trained ourselves to overlook. That's really what most of the system is these days. See, in the 60s, Martin Luther King was up against rules on buses. You know, black and white bathrooms and black and white drinking fountains, you know, segregated, a separate but equal thing. It was instituted. There were the signs already up. There were the two drinking fountains already put there. There were the two sets of bathrooms already put there. Maybe only three bathrooms, men, women, and then, Yeah, like that's what was going on in the culture. I don't know if they had three bathrooms or four, but this disregard for people was built in. People grew up learning it. You just growing up, whether you're black or white, segregation was native, just like English was. You know, we grow up with the accent of the people around us. You grow up in the South, you sort of talk. Down in Texas, they talk that so slow that by the time they get done saying what they was saying, you don't remember what they was saying. So, you know, we talk like the people around us, and we think like things happen. How things happen, that's what we think, and that's what we assume, and it becomes second nature. And no matter how bad it is, it just becomes normal to us. And good or bad, we just accept it without thinking because that's our normal. And it happened to black people and white people. A lot of black people come to accept it. Right. Ray Charles, right? Ray Robinson, he had this, you know, he was used to playing in Georgia before segregated audiences. And in this bus boycott thing hit with Martin Luther King, and all of a sudden he's going, wait a minute, why am I accepting this? Why am I treating this as normal? You know, that all of a sudden hit him. Now, one of the things that we've come to accept, that we shouldn't have accepted, but we have, is police acting like a bunch of BAs. They think they're badasses. Remember Bad Boys? You know, Cops. Was it Cops? I think it was Cops. The song Bad Boys. You know, what you gonna do when they come, you know, and they're just a bunch of badasses. It's, wow, let's go watch someone beat someone up. Yeah, he's a cop. It's okay. Right. We allowed ourselves to accept this police culture. Police are there to be badasses. They're there to be thugs for the government, to go after those criminals. We hate them. So it's okay to just beat them up. Right. Okay. Well, we got to stop criminals. We got to stop criminals. But it doesn't mean that we got to have a police force who thinks that they're all bad and stuff in the process of doing it. You don't need to train a bunch of police officers that they're better than everybody else and can kill who they want and beat up who they want and act how they want. Because there are men and women in uniform, and we love them. And you know, we don't need to cultivate this cop cult in order to go after the bad guys. But that's what we've done. Now, let me give you some perspective. In Taiwan, police have the bedside manner of a doctor. They're extremely calm. They walk up to you and you ever seen the crime thriller movies? You know, the assassin comes in, you know, shoots someone in the knee or something, and then the assassin stands there. He goes, "Shh, now stay calm. Just tell me what I need to know." And then so the guys are dying, and the assassin's there, "Shh, calm. and then gets what he wants to know out of the guy, and the guy, I'm sorry, don't kill me. It's all right. Boom, in the head. You know, the assassin comes in, calms the guy down, right? Okay. That's what police in Taiwan do. They're calm assassins. That's how they talk. They pull you up. Oh, hi. I just want to talk. Yeah, right. Just want to talk. My eye. Yeah, what? But that's how they do things. In America, they walk around like they're all big and bad. You get in their way, they're offended, and they start snapping at you. I'm watching these videos. The police lash out at people like they're snakes. It makes you wonder if like they're possessed by like a snake demon or something. It's like, why are these cops doing this? Because that's what they've become. In their hearts, they're vipers. They're cobras. They're hissing at you walking down the street. You're in their way, they snap out at you. That's what we've cultivated. But Taiwan's police are calm. And you see some of it in Hong Kong. Look at the Hong Kong protests. Go grab some videos and go look at the, because they're doing Cantonese in Hong Kong, but it's still from a Confucian culture that's escaping the dogma brainwashing, don't have your own ideas, just obey Confucian brainwashing culture. They're escaping from that culture in Taiwan and Hong Kong. And so there's a lot of cultural commonality. They have a Chinese culture, not Chinese nationality, but they have a Chinese culture. Now, technically, you know, Hong Kong is like a commonwelth. Is that what they call it? Guam? Hong Kong is to China what Guam and Puerto Rico are to America, basically. Hong Kong and Taiwan have the same culture. And it's this culture of oppression where old grandmother who never worked in a day in her life gets to dictate what everybody's supposed to study in college because she knows how to make money. Yeah, right. You know, but like that's going on and they're trying to escape from that. They've been doing it in Hong Kong. They've been doing it in America. You know, Chinese come to America, they have kids, and then their kids don't understand why mom and dad are idiots and can't say they're sorry and so bossy all the time. Like that's happening between the younger and older people in Hong Kong. It's been happening. It was happened 10 years ago. Now it's starting in Taiwan. I've said it before. Taiwan follows the trends of 10 years behind Hong Kong. You want to know what happens in Taiwan? Look at Hong Kong 10 years ago. That's where Taiwan is. So I said that 10 years ago because I've been here 10 years. And look, 10 years ago, I was right. And the police culture is much the same. Although the police in Hong Kong have become a little bit badasses themselves. They have developed that. I have seen that change. But if you go look at the protests in Hong Kong, the police in Hong Kong have a gentler approach as they're beating people up than the police in America. Now, the police in Hong Kong are doing this at the behest of the Communist Party in China, which would be a violation of the treaty. But there's a lot of strange questions. They're covering up their IDs. I don't want to get into the depth of the problem of the police covering the protests in Hong Kong. But they are gentler, as bad as they are. American cops, there's a culture of being bad. Look, if you're a police officer, tell me I'm wrong. That there is this culture that's at the very least, tolerated. Of thinking that cops can be badasses. No, police officers need to practice the bedside manner of a doctor and at least de-escalate the situation. Look, it's never acceptable to be wrong, but you don't have to go in talking in such a way that's going to make things worse. But we haven't done that. No, violence is violence. I mean, an assassin kills people, whether he does it calmly or he does it loudly. I'm just saying that the bad attitude of the police in America makes it worse. And whereas in Asia, at least they try to de-escalate with their manner. In America, they don't care. The police are the ones provoking stuff. And they think it's okay. And that's the system within the police culture we've created. Well, now we've got this system of what we've come to accept and expect with racial stuff, good or bad. It's just we've accepted tragedies It's no good. We can't accept it. We got to change that. Even black people, I think, I hope. Yeah, I've accepted too much myself. I don't want to. I hope we've all accepted it. I think white people have accepted it a lot more than blacks. But the same thing has happened with the police. I know, because I've seen a different police culture, having been in Asia for 11 years. See you tomorrow.